There are two really terrifying thoughts for anyone who has considered life and reality, two possibilities that are inescapable. First, there is no God. The prospect that there is no absolute standard of right and wrong. Dr. King, in his letter from a Birmingham jail, wrote how the only way to know if a given human law is properly unjust is if it contradicts a higher divine law. So if there is no God, there is no absolute standard, no court of higher appeal. And that means the aversion we have to cruelty, injustice, violence, to evil, is just an emotion and nothing more, a self-serving evolutionary byproduct, but nothing more. And that is terrifying. It also means that the crimes that have gone unpunished, from small injustices to great atrocities, will never be known, never see justice. And it means most of all that out there, beyond what we can see, beyond the limits of the created universe, in the darkness beyond the darkness, there is nothing but emptiness. And that is terrifying. It's a terrifying thought that there is no God. But there is a second thought, perhaps more terrifying. What if there is someone who holds the absolute standard of right and wrong? What if there is a God who is all good, all holy, all just, who orders all things? A God to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid. That is a terrifying thought. That every crime, every evil thought, every careless word, every hateful action will be laid open before him and will be judged. Nothing will escape his eye. Nothing will go unjudged and unpunished. That is a terrifying thought. That beyond the limits of the created universe, there is an emptiness, but instead a hurricane of holiness, a consuming fire. That is terrifying. Atheism, to be sure, is terrifying, but mere theism, the belief in a generic God up there, out there, somewhere, is also terrifying. Because mere theism doesn't take away the terror of judgment or fulfill the longing we have for a good God. To meet the God of Plato, of Aristotle, of the deists, of Islam, is a terrifying prospect. 9 in 10 Americans say they believe in God. But for many, it's a belief in some sort of being out there, and for many, that's enough. But this generic theism, this Christless theism, does not offer hope to sinners like you and me. Last week, we were reminded of this truth in the letter to the Hebrews, where we heard in chapter 4, no creature is concealed from him, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account. But this week, we hear the good news, of which mere theism is not the answer. Since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. No, the answer to this terror we feel in the face of judgment is not to lessen God's glory or ignore the terror, as some religious traditions would like to do. The answer is Isaiah's prophecy of a servant who would be pleased to be crushed in infirmity, of a servant who would give his life as an offering for sin. No, the only answer to this terror is if this all-powerful, all-just God came among us, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. This is the truth that inspired John Newton to pen the words that we will sing shortly. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in all believers' ears. It soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away our fears. What fears? The fears of facing the judge of the living and the dead, the fears of facing our own sins, the fears of self-reproach, the fears of inadequacy, the fears of failure. It is this fear, this judgment, that the name of the Savior dispels. And when we close our eyes for the last time, if we open them again to the mere God of the philosophers, of the deists, it is a terrifying thought. But if we open them to the Son of Mary and Son of God, to the one who came among us as a ransom, to the one who came not to call the righteous but sinners, to the one who bore our sins, bore our death. If we open our eyes to him, it is peace, mercy, and healing. In other words, it is nothing less than heaven.